This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks. 97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm froze. How are you?
My goodness. You know, I knew it a couple weeks ago when it was getting so warm. What was it? Like almost 80 last week. I said, boy, this is going to make it real difficult when we get that hard freeze again, because you know it's coming, because we're still in February, a long way from springtime and summer. And so just that warm weather that we had is going to make the cold snap even colder, and I believe that's what happened.
Well, but you assured me it was going to be 80 and 70, and so I just wasn't prepared, and I wasn't ready. And man, when that temperature dropped, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the picture on the internet of the cat that was frozen.
I did,
and they said,
I saw
this cat is frozen to death, and he wasn't frozen to death. He was just kind of passed out, you know.
yeah, they took
That's
him to the
me.
Vet, and he was okay. But my goodness, I saw that thing. It was just like covered in snow.
Yeah, and they thought he was dead. They took the vet and thawed him out, and my gosh, he was alive.
Yeah. I don't know which of his nine lives that cat used, but he's down one.
He's down one, but I didn't even know you could make a comeback from that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know you could get that cold and not be dead.
Yeah. It's a miracle right there. That's what that is.
It was a miracle, especially, you know, this little cat. I mean, I wonder what he thought. He was so cold.
I know.
And
so,
then,
do you want the good news?
Yes.
By the time we get back to Monday, it may be almost near 70 again.
Holy Toledo.
True story. You can look it up. Google it.
I will look that up, because I'm not going to trust you till I verify.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be sure it's really going to be nice and warm.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's going to last a long time, or
well, it lasts all week is all I care about.
Yeah, but for a brief moment, we'll be near 70 again.
Oh my gosh, that sounds wonderful! It'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll be in high spirits.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine today, because it's so cold out this morning. It's like my bones are frozen.
Yes, and the llamas are not even out.
Oh no,
the llamas are in the barn.
Well, that's a telltale sign right there.
That tells you how cold it is, because the llamas are usually never cold.
No.
and they've got all that really thick fur, but I'm telling you, they're not coming out unless we call.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about a llama, even if they're cold, if we call to verify they're okay, they'll all come, and we'll count them off to be sure they're okay.
Really?
Yeah, because we'd had a storm the other night, and it was so bad. And, you know, we remembered what happened 3 years ago, you know, when we lost a couple of llamas due to lightning, that we were afraid, you know, it had lightened so much. So we wanted to count heads, and we called them out, and they came.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, they wondered, why did they need us, you know?
Yeah.
It's so cold, but they came anyway.
And then when you were done with all that, did they turn around and go right back in?
They did. They said, you know, it wasn't anything important, children. Let's go back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama's just messing with us.
That's right. That's all we were doing, just messing with those poor babies. Oh, my gosh.
This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, look. We're into February now. So we have the holidays behind us. We are into 2019. What do things look like right now? I mean, I know that, you know, people get a little bit nervous once you start getting into the new year and the holidays. People take time off. Things slow down. Things get weird. But now that we're settled back into the routine, what does the general landscape of financial planning look like right now?
Well, I think it looks good for the year. I don't see any hiccups so far. I think it's going to be better than the stock market without even trying, and because, you know, we just don't have that up and down factor. And I think that we'll have a lot of good policies this year. We've been offered quite a few good ones already. I think that people are going to make more than they did last year. It's kind of the way I'm thinking about it.
Mm. Well,
I think that also a lot of people are going to get conservative that maybe weren't as conservative last year.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, because it seems like the ups are still way up. The downs are still way down. I don't know how anybody can financially plan. When your goal is to grow your money, and you know how unstable the stock market is and how fast you can lose it, I don't know how anybody can have any confidence when it you know, the highs are as high and the lows are as low as they are. How do you know that you're going to grow your money and not just like lose everything and you have nothing left to work with?
I don't know. I was talking to a gentleman this last week, and he was telling me this sad story of his experience in the stock market, and it wasn't good. You know, he went in, he had great hopes, had all these aspirations. He did not make what he thought he was going to make. They had sort of misled him there, and now he's got less than he started with, and now he's going to try to invest with us what's left.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have had a lot more to invest, but he went in, and they told him they were going to make him all this money. It was going to just go so good. It hasn't went so good. He did not make all that money he was promised. So now he's come back to reality. It may take longer, but it's going to be secure. The money will be secure. He's not going to lose any of his principal.
Well, at least he stopped the bleeding by getting out.
He did stop the bleeding. He showed me how much he'd lost. It wasn't funny, and I sympathized with him, and I understand it.
Yeah.
But you have to be conservative in today's world.
Yeah.
And if you're not conservative, you've got to just take your licks. And if you lose it, you lose it, and you have to start over with trying to make money. And at 55 and 60, it's hard to do.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're that close to retirement and you've been, you know, investing and trying to grow your money for all these years and knowing that anything can happen at any time. Literally, people can lose everything they have, and then all of a sudden you've lost 15, 20 years of growth literally overnight, and you have to start over. And when you're getting, you know, the closer you get to retirement, the more excited people get. And then all of a sudden, I think a lot of people start getting in that mode like, oh my goodness, the recovery time that I have is no longer, you know, I don't have that 20-year window to grow my money. I've got now 15 or 10, or I want to retire in 5 years or 2 years. And so you don't have that window of recovery time. And I think that's when it's important that people start to realize, hey, I've got to do something to make sure that I'm continually growing without going backwards.
That's exactly right. And if you're not growing your money, you need to count up your pennies and your dollars and everything you've got and say, do I have enough to live on? If my money goes backwards and I lose half of it, can I still retire? And I have people every day tell me, I can't retire yet.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's really important how you get your money for retirement and what you do. And I think the guarantee of your principal, if you never made a dime, knowing that your principal is safe is the biggest thing you're facing.
Yeah.
Is my principal safe? Will I lose my principal? If you lose your principal, you don't have anything to live on. You don't have anything to retire on. So that's the most important thing. Yes, we need you to make interest. We need you to make good investments. But if you're over there on the other side, you know, you don't have a guaranteed principal. I don't know how many people think about that. There is no guarantee if you're in the stock market that you'll get as much back as you put in.
Oh, no. It's
and they're not responsible. That's the other thing. Remember that.
That's true.
If you lose it, they say, I'm sorry. We told you going in. It is speculative.
Yeah.
And it is, very much so.
And I was talking to a gentleman earlier this week, and you know how we always talk about, you know, only invest in the stock market what you can afford to lose. And he said,
absolutely,
when he first started, he said, well, geez, you know, I can afford to lose, you know, like you just said, half of my wealth, and that'll be fine. I won't take a hit. My next question to him was a follow-up, and I said, well, why would you want to?
And yeah, I mean, why in the world?
He stopped dead in his tracks. He had no answer. And then all of a sudden, everything was back into perspective. It's like, just because you can afford it doesn't mean that's a good idea.
No, it doesn't mean you want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can afford a lot of things. That doesn't mean we're going to go do them, does it?
Right. So
if we have any sense at all.
Yeah, I mean, it jarred him right back into reality. He's like, oh, my goodness, I can't. This is not a good idea. I'm on a very unstable path, and this is not a path that he wanted to go down anymore. So he was going to start to make some decisions and do some reevaluating. And I think it's a good idea.
It is. And I had a lot of calls this week, people wanting to see us that have been listening to us on the radio. And I had somebody, one of my clients from Houston the other day, was wanting some answers on some policies, and they reminded me that they've been with me since 2013.
Oh, my goodness, that's a long time.
They have been with us almost from the start, and they reminded me of that this week because they'd had a couple of policies go over, and they were interested in knowing about them, and I gave them the facts on it. And when they thanked me, they said, we've been with you since 2013. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. And I bet over those the last 6 years, I bet they've probably made a ton of money.
And I've just sent them their statement to show them what they made. The father has made a lot. He has had five policies mature in the last 2 months.
In 2 months? Wow.
Yeah. In 2 months, he's had five policies mature. Now, some of them he had a small amount in. Sometimes he had a large amount in them, you know, depending what he felt like doing at that time. But he has a very nice portfolio with us. He's making money. And as I said, one of my clients came in to sign some transfer papers the other day, and he told Claudia that he has made $500,000 since he's been with us.
Wow. Now that's significant. That's huge.
In 4 years, he's made $500,000.
In 4 years.
In 4 years.
See, that's numbers like that are hard to ignore. Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard for me to ignore because I had not looked at his portfolio lately and didn't realize how much money he had actually made.
Yeah. And I feel like that's probably the situation with a lot of people. You know, they start getting into, you know, a more conservative investment like this. They start growing their money, and they're really excited at the beginning, but there's so little involvement that they need to do. You know, I mean, you basically get it started and then set it and forget it, and then you don't realize, and it's kind of like a 401k. It just sits there, and you don't really think about it. And then after several years, people probably, I'm guessing like this gentleman, all of a sudden, they look at their statement, and it's like, wow, I can't believe I've actually made this amount of money in this short amount of time.
Well, and what it is, a lot of them don't have us do, you know, go back and do a complete spreadsheet. And lately, several people have said, I'd like to know where I'm at. Well, I said, my gosh, yes. So we did spreadsheets for these people showing how much it matured, how much it's active, and what the returns are. And anybody can request that. Anybody can say, Faye, how many policies have I had mature? Where am I at? And, you know, we'll do it for them because lots of times they forget how many policies they've got and how many have matured and how much are active. So, you know, it's a great thing to have, especially at the end of every year. You should do it. You should ask us for it if you're not doing your own. We only have one guy that has his own little deal working. He invented it on his computer, and it tells him all the same things we're doing, and he somehow figured out how to do this.
Wow.
And several people have said, will you do it for me? So, you know, we're suddenly doing this for people, which everybody should say at the end of the year. How many policies do I have? What have I made? How many do I have yet to make? You know, and these are good questions, good solid questions.
Yeah. And it's important to note also that people can also access their account at any time. They can go on the on the website. They can see anything at any point, but they don't have to be up at midnight. I know people, and I know a lot of people who are up in the middle of the night logging on to see if they still have anything because they still are heavily invested in Wall Street and the anxiety, the panic, the worry, the all those things that go with it. Are driving them nuts. And with something like a life settlement, you can invest in it. You can get them the information anytime that you want it. It's freely accessible, but it's not necessary. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people tend to know, you know, fairly early in the process is that, hey, I sleep better because I don't have to worry about these things. My anxiety has gone down. Probably my blood pressure has gone down because they're not worried that they've lost their entire portfolio and all their wealth.
Well, now, let me tell you something interesting. If the mutual funds were so great, which lots of times people think they are, even with all the fees, all the things that happens with the mutual fund, I've had two mutual funds contact me in the last 45 days wanting to invest in life settlements.
Really?
So they may not do it, may not come of it, but let me tell you something. They're thinking life settlements now. They're saying, you know, we would like to get into life settlements. We see what the profit is, and we like it because it's non-correlated with what the man said. And I thought, we talk about that all the time, being non-correlated.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if the stock market goes up or down, if we have a war, it doesn't affect this because it's a life insurance policy.
Exactly, because we all know how unstable and volatile the stock market can be. You know, one little thing happens and people get jittery, they get nervous, they start to panic, they pull their money out, they switch things. Things happen and things can go down in a right quick hurry on Wall Street, but with a life settlement, it is its own entity. It's like its own ecosystem. It lives within its own community and is not affected by any kind of external sources.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't matter if, Iraq, Afghanistan, Russia, it just doesn't matter what's happening outside of our little world because these are just life insurance policies. And, you know, when we bought them, we knew what they'd pay off, and that's what the life insurance companies will pay. In fact, you know, we've talked about this, Davidson paid off a lot quicker than usual we get paid. I was really shocked that Davidson had the money back to us in record time. We've never had anybody pay that quick. So that life insurance company was really, they were paying attention. But usually we get it takes 6 weeks. It did not take 6 weeks. And Davidson now is ready to be invested. Half the money has already come over to Nevada Trust. The rest will be over there this week. We'll start putting people in policies. And then Holloway, the Holloway policy is in. And, people will be able to reinvest that. So, you know, I'm really glad that for the first time, it hasn't taken them as long as it usually does.
Yeah.
And of course, they fired our guy at Bank of Utah. Maybe that's why we're doing better. they fired him. We don't know what he did, but they did fire him. And this new girl, I wonder if she just figured, if we requested the money, we needed it, and she sent it right on over. I don't know, but we've never had money to move over to the other bank that quick.
That's really great. That's a good sign. You know, when things start getting better and improving, even in smaller, the whole process is already, it's so fast, it's so streamlined, it's so organized, you've been saying this for many, many years, is that, when you go into a policy, when person A invests in a policy, everybody already knows ahead of time, okay, here's how this is going to play out. When the policy matures, this person is going to get this much. It's going to go to this institution. Here's how much. I mean, the whole game plan is laid out from the moment people invest. And so when the policy does mature, it's a very smooth process. You just go down the list, 1, 2, 3, 4. You check things off, and it's done. It's easy breezy.
That's exactly right, and it should be that way. And when you have a bank handle all the money, it's safer. I don't care. You know, I love having the bank handle it. I like it that they're our trustee, you know, and it works that way. And all these companies that don't do this, you know, they usually get in trouble. But if you have the bank handling the money, it's a safe theory because they pay the premiums. We know the premiums get paid. It's not like letting an individual pay it, and they might forget. Mm-hmm. And we can't afford that. We have to have every premium paid on every policy. So we escrow that money when we do the policy, and the bank pays it out every month, just like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then when the policy matures, again, the bank steps in, sends everything to the insurance company. The insurance company makes out the check to the bank, and the bank puts everything in their account. I mean, it's handy. It really is.
It's handy.
It is handy, let me tell you.
That's one way to put it. I've never heard you say that. It is handy. I'll give it to you.
It is, because remember this. There's a layer that's not on this. You know, it doesn't come to us, and then we have to send it back to the bank. I mean, it goes directly to the bank, and then the bank pays it, and that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
It saves a lot of time, and they get their money quicker, and we can invest it quicker.
It does, and that's really how the whole process works. And so this is not just a type of investment where you come in, you invest in one life insurance policy, and then all of a sudden you're ready for retirement. This is something that happens, I guess it's almost, I don't want to say, you know, slow and easy, because that's not always the case. But for the most part, if you were to map this out on a graph, you would see that number keep going up and up and up and up. And so what happens is people invest in a life insurance policy. When it pays off, they take that profit, reinvest it in another policy or two or three or however. I know there's people that are in multiple policies at the same time, but the idea is this is a growth plan over a number of years. It's not just a one and done type of thing.
No, and it's not that you're going to make all this money on one policy and get back out. Most of this, 90%, is IRAs. So they want to keep rolling this over even after they retire, because you need interest income every year of your life. Anyone doesn't need interest income, I don't know who they are, because even the very wealthy invest in something in order to make money.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way our world works. Because you need more money, because you're taking money out of your account once you start retiring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking $90,000 a year out, you're going to need interest. You're not going to need just principal. You're going to need that interest rolling along all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's like I tell people all the time that you know, growing your money, it's there's a difference between being rich and being wealthy. You know, being rich is having a chunk of money and you're not doing anything with it. You just kind of use it. You buy this, you buy that. You may hemorrhage some out for a little while, but you're not actually doing anything. Being wealthy is letting that money breathe. It's letting it, you know, do what it's supposed to do. You're using some, you're investing some, you're growing some, you're reinvesting some. It's money that's working for you. That is, as far as how I relate this to people, that is the difference between being rich and being wealthy. And you're trying to take people and make them wealthy so that they can grow that money in a conservative way and go ahead and retire and live a life that they want to live instead of having to go back to work.
That's right. And you know one thing that's fixing to change is in all the providers that we use, they have changed in the way they figure the life expectancy. Because we've always had a lot of short ones, medium ones, 24 months, all this. And they're saying now they're going to go farther. They're going to be more conservative than what we've been, because we've always said 24, 28 months, which, you know, is what I've loved all these years. And then if it was 30 months, of course, I always wanted to buy it because it usually comes in early. Well, now they're saying they're going to do an average of 30 to 32 months.
Really?
So they're going to show it longer because they want to be more conservative.
So let me translate
this.
So now we'll be
buying a lot of them. They're going to say 30 or 32 months instead of 24 or 27.
So
if they're taking it out a little farther just to be safe.
Okay. If I understand this correctly, because you like to pay out 1% per month. So if now they're going up to 30 to 32 and it still comes in early, the profit is a percentage or two higher than maybe it has been in the past. But if it still comes in the same amount of time, if that policy still matures in, 18 to 24 or whatever the case may be, that gap gets a little bit bigger, which means that profit margin grows, which is good for investors. Am I understanding this right?
I think so.
Okay.
And if it goes 30 months, fine. But it looks to me like it'll be a little shorter, even though they're saying 30 to 32, because they're taking it from the 24 to 27 months.
Wow.
And just sliding it out that much farther. They say they want to be more conservative. They want to be sure they're accurate. And I think they were accurate enough. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's been much better than in the past. I think it's been very close. Because all these that we've had mature, the majority of them, other than Davidson, were early. Holloway was early. Most of these are early. Davidson wasn't. And for some reason, he didn't die as quick as we thought he would. But the others have died earlier. So, we'll wait and see how this plays out. If a 30 to 32 ends up being a 24 or 27, and it may even be closer. But we're going to wait and see what kind of policies were offered, what kinds were buying, and see how it works. But as you know, this year for the first time, we've done the tonsil cancer, we've done throat cancer, and all those have come in early.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean those have really turned out to be something I think that may not have necessarily been on the radar as, hey, these are some hot types of policies, and you've seen the trend and you're watching the numbers, and those now I guess might be moving up the list as a higher priority than maybe they used to be.
I think so too, and we bought that one ALS policy, it came in on time, but the other ALS policy we bought still hasn't matured. And the doctors made some kind of mistake on that, because we've never had a policy like that we knew anything about that's ever went over. This one did. It still hasn't matured. We don't understand it at all, because usually, we know the stages of ALS. We took a risk on it, and it's going to come in late. And the other one didn't. The other one, that we bought two of them, and one came in early like it should have been, and this one hasn't. And so we're not ever going to buy another, and we bought that one 3 years ago. We're never going to buy another one of those because it's more unpredictable than we thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't
have been.
It seems like ALS is one of those diseases that progresses pretty rapidly once it really takes hold. It behaves a lot like stage four cancer, which is really what your main focus is stage four cancer types of policies.
Yes, and all of our policies, if they're not stage four, if they're not progressing, we do not want to buy them. Every day I look at some that says no progression. If it's not progressing and they're not taking chemo or radiation, we're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
We bought one this week that the guy says, no, I'm doing alternate treatment. If they're doing alternate treatment, we need to buy it. We have a lady's policy that's went over, and she was telling everybody that she was cured. And I go, what? How could she be cured? I have an LE that says she's not. And we've went to the doctors in New York, and we've said, is it possible this woman was cured? And they said, no. But, she is famous, and she's trying to keep her reputation up. And so she's telling people this, and it isn't true.
Wow.
Yeah, and I won't tell you who it is because she is famous. But she was telling people, oh, yes, I'm cured of cancer. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. So we went to the New York doctors who've treated her, and they said, no, she's trying alternate trips. She's doing cannabis oil. She's doing all these other things. The public thinks it's one thing, and now we know it's not true.
Is this a policy that you've been able to buy, or that you just...
Yes, we are in that policy heavy.
Okay, all right. So for lack of a better term, the word on the street is that she's doing well, but you're looking at the report, you've talked to the doctors, you know the actual inside truth, you know the real information, and this is pretty stereotypical, like what you have seen in the past, like many, many other policies. You know the behavior, you know the signs. I mean, they're all there, and it is exactly what you've seen in the past with other policies.
Yes, and since she's not on conventional treatment, that's going to be the key to her survival. She is not on conventional treatment. If you're not on conventional treatment, she is not going to survive. Let's put it that way.
Wow. So there's no radiation, no chemo?
No, she's not taking chemo. She's not taking radiation. And she was seen by a host of doctors because she's very wealthy. Mm-hmm. And the doctor says that it's not what she's telling the public.
Okay. And you've seen these types of things before. You know, when you have policies come across your desk and you're weighing, you know, whether or not this is a good policy to bid on or not, that's one of the things you look at is what types of treatments are they doing, but what types of treatments are they not doing? Are they ignoring the procedures that we know work and skipping over those and going to things like, you know, cannabis oil or a secret, you know, some kind of secret spring water someplace, or those are the types of policies that really get your attention that, hey, my gosh, we should really bid on these.
This is right. And we've never bought a nose cancer, but I noticed this week this famous actor had just died from nose cancer.
Really?
And I was in shock. I would not have thought that that they were going to have a serious cancer in the nose. Now, you know, the others, we accept that, and we're getting used to the throat and the tonsil cancer, but not this. I'd never heard of that. And a couple of actors had recently died with cancer, and this guy just died of nose cancer.
Oh my goodness! I don't think I've heard of of nose cancer before. Not that it's not possible, but it just doesn't.
I'd never heard of it either.
Wow!
And because we study all the, you know. Even the government, and I don't know if everybody knows this, the government puts out a list every year of what people have died with all these diseases and what types of cancer, you know. And so we study all that, you know, the different types of cancer that, you know, are making people to not survive. But I had never heard of nose cancer.
Wow. And you do. You study all this information. You know the obviously brain cancer, breast cancer can be very dangerous if not detected early. But like nose cancer, that's a new one. The oral cancers that you referred to before, those are also new. What types of other cancers are really on your radar?
Well, as you know, stomach cancer and pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer, we've never had anybody survive it, not anything we've ever bought. And usually they'll give them 18 months and they die in 9. And we've had some people that died, you know, like in 2 months. The doctors didn't think it was as far along as it was. This summer we had several people that, you know, we had just written the policy. And you know that one that's just passed away. We had done that policy, and I can't remember which kind of cancer it was, in October. And we did that in October. We thought they had months to live. And, of course, they didn't. And it was much worse than you know, they thought. But, again, it was one that we were shocked to learn, you know, that it came due in January. So we did have a lot, you know, in December and January that, we had 8 million in December, then we had over a million in January come due.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, in just a few minutes, we'll get into how the whole process works and what makes a life settlement unique from other types of investment opportunities. We'll also go over what makes somebody be accredited to enroll in this type of program. That's on the way in a few minutes. But around this time, you always bring in some trivia, whether it's a place to visit, maybe some Texas history, maybe some valuable information that people didn't know about. So what are we talking about this morning?
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day, the day for lovers.
Of course. It's this Thursday, by the way. Don't forget that.
It is this Thursday. Don't anybody forget.
It'll sneak up on you.
Now, do you know how it started?
No, I don't.
Well, the legend is Saint Valentine was a priest. And, of course, they later made him a saint. But he is the one that everybody knows going back 14th century. Okay? And he was told that that all these people back in Rome said, we want the soldiers to go off to war, but we don't want them to be married. We don't think they make good soldiers. Well, old Saint Valentine was secretly marrying people. And before they'd go off to war, he would perform marriage for young lovers. Well, when they discovered it, they put him to death. Oh, Claudius, head of Rome back then. So, and there may have been some other Christians, but it started out really Christians with these harsh Roman prisons were often beaten, tortured, and they were imprisoned. For being the legend of getting young people married.
That sounds brutal.
So a lot of people don't know it was really a Christian church. The Catholic Church is one that got involved in this originally.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know that. And it's also the anniversary of old Valentine's death. And they think it occurred around A.D. 270.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And they claim that the Christian Church decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the celebration. So it goes all the way back. And, of course, the greetings started, written ones, in 1400. Can you believe that?
It's a long time ago.
The oldest poem written was in 1415 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife. And he was imprisoned in the Tower of London.
Huh.
And, yes, and so he's the first one that put it in writing. Now, as you and I know, people, especially on Valentine's, need to give their lover of their life flowers and candy. Now, how many roses do you think will be sold this Valentine's Day?
All of them.
198 million.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed anywhere near that.
Okay. And in February, in the United States, we do not have enough flowers because it's February. Where do you think they come from?
Mexico.
South America.
Really?
They come from Colombia.
Ah.
Now, during the year, the United States imports 1 billion roses.
Wow.
Now then, let's talk about what men are going to spend on roses for their wives and sweethearts.
All right.
They're going to spend $1.7 billion.
Wow.
Now, candy, let's talk about candy.
Oh, yeah.
There will be sold 58 million pounds of candy.
Wow, that's a lot of candy.
And they're going to spend $1.8 billion on candy.
Mm.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful. I'm just thinking about all the candy I could get for that amount of money.
Oh, I know. I mean, I know you'd be the first in line for candy. Because I know you'd be eating part of it.
Yeah.
But it's an important date. And if a man forgets it, I think it will be unpardonable. He will be in the doghouse for many, many months to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No, and everybody has to order them early because, you know, the last week it gets scarce and scarce. lots of times you can't even get red roses if you wait till 2 days before.
Oh, yeah.
You need to order them early and have them delivered that day. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till that day and call up the florist and say, well, I need some flowers.
Yeah, that's too late.
It's too late. You need to have dinner reservations. I know men hate all this, but, you know, like Manny's has the best food in town. Dinner reservations at Manny's would be a very nice thing.
Oh, yeah.
Every place else is so full, it's so hard to get in. You might even consider going to Lubbock.
Oh, yeah,
Lubbock has a lot more restaurants. It's a bigger place. You can get reservations earlier and easier.
Good idea.
Uh-huh. And another thing, a good idea, is send the children to grandmother's for the night.
Yes.
Yes. Have a wonderful time together. Go home alone.
Yes. And it's on a... It's on a Thursday this year, so if they have to spend the night at Grandma's or Grandpa's or wherever, then you know you only have Friday to get them off to school, and then you're into the weekend.
That's right. So it's a good idea. If you're going to wait and celebrate the big part of this, like on the weekend, you know, we've talked about Wimberley has all those romantic hotels and things. At Lake Austin, you know, the hotel we talked about before that had all the spas for men and women. This is things women really appreciate. When you go that extra mile and say, okay, we'll go to a hotel for the weekend, we'll do spas together, all the things that a woman really enjoys.
Yeah.
And being taken to Saturday night dinner with no children is a biggie.
Yes, yes.
That's a big one.
Yeah, romantic time.
Yes, it's romance time. And, you know, we talked about Fredericksburg, all the barbecue places there. You know, they have the limousines you can rent for the night, and they take you to all these places. I mean, there's so many things a man can do. Limousines are not that expensive, folks. You know, to take them to a nice place out of town, getting them out of town, I think, is the first big thing. You know, give them the flowers at home. Give them the candy. Then say, I've made reservations for us for Saturday night in either Austin, Wimberley, Lake Travis, someplace romantic. And the grandparents will keep the kids for the night. They'd love to have them.
You know, and you bring up a point there. If you do make, you know, special plans and reservations for the weekend, that does not mean that you should just let Thursday pass by without anything.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, because then it looks like you forgot and you're trying to figure out something
at
the last minute.
No. The roses need to be there Thursday.
Yeah.
The candy should be there. And all these things should be there when they, you know, when they get up, it would be nice if they have the roses, frankly.
Yes. Wake up to some nice, fresh roses. That would be really special.
It would be really special. And a card. Men forget the card.
Yeah.
They're always forgetting those cards. The beautiful card she will cherish, she will put it up, and she will keep it. So a card is essential, guys.
And if I may, when you get the card, you should probably write something nice and romantic inside instead of saying, you know, love, Tom.
Yes, a thought about life with you is beautiful. I'm looking forward to another 40 years, or you make my life exceedingly joyous just being here. I mean,
yeah.
Say something.
Yeah.
Tell her how much you adore her and how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to do it, guys. If you don't, she figures it's over. You know, you just think she's, you know, not worth doing this for.
Exactly.
And every woman is worth it.
Yes. And Valentine's Day is not a man's holiday. This is about celebrating and honoring the special ladies in our lives. That's really what it's about.
It is. And men who do not know to do this, they need to get on board because a woman will cook extra for you. She'll do things extra for you. If you just remember, one day of the year is all she's asking for,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just tell her you adore her, you love her, and how special she really is.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, have the roses there, have a box of candy there. If you don't want to give her candy, give her a nice negligee. They love negligees. I mean, that's a big thing.
Something special.
something really special. If you can't take her out of town, get her a spa day.
That's a good one, you know? Yeah.
Yes, do a spa day that she can forget about the children, housework, everything, and just go and relax.
Yeah, yeah. There's a number of things that you can do. One thing you want to make sure you don't do is do not forget, because this has happened before, you know, where people have they'll let the day go by, it'll sneak up, they'll realize, oh my goodness, somebody on the radio said this morning Happy Valentine's Day, I forgot all about it, and then they're in the doghouse, and when you have to make up for a blown Valentine's Day, it takes a long time.
It does, because they first of all know they're not special. You weren't thinking of them. You were thinking about something else, and you didn't even take time to get her roses, and it was easy to do. You make a phone call.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you had to go pick these up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick up the card, but that's not too hard. You go down to the local drugstore. They have cards right there.
Yeah, it's real convenient.
Right there. So, I mean, you know, this is a must. I don't want to hear of any guy not giving their wife flowers, because it's a small thing for all the years she's given you, all the love and attention. And they do deserve it, folks.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
So, I hope I hear good stories from all the women about all the roses they got, and they didn't wait till the last minute and get one rose.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully,
it's not appropriate.
No, it's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. And you need to dress up, take them out, you know. Don't want to take them out in your work clothes, boys. That's unacceptable. I would not go out with anyone that had their work clothes on. I'd say, nope, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm a hard case.
Give them a chance to go upstairs and change, and if they don't do it, I'm out.
I'm out of this deal. You go by yourself. You know, when they get cleaned up, take a shower, they put on nice cologne. It's romantic. And if a guy won't do that, I would not cook for him for a month. Everybody listen to what we said and do that this week.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330.
Now, for people who want to get involved in this program, there are certain guidelines. You have to be accredited to get involved in a life settlement, and those are?
Well, first of all, you have to make either $200,000 every year, and that includes bonuses, everything, or you have to be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay. And so if somebody does not meet those requirements, they have other options, because the goal is to get people ready for retirement. And so there are other options that people can do. They can come in, talk to you about these other things. And so what would some of those other options be to get them ready, to get accredited, to be involved in a life settlement?
Well, they can do annuities. And you know, annuities have been around over 150 years. These companies are worth $50 billion and up. $50 billion and up.
Wow.
And you can always look them up. You know, sometimes clients don't understand. When we take their application for an annuity, lots of times it takes a month to get them issued. And that scares people. They don't realize that these huge companies have every kind of requirement in the world. Okay?
Wow.
So lots of times when we send an application in, they'll say, okay, We need to know the source of their income. We thought we'd given it to them. They say, make sure they didn't remortgage their house. We have to have all that information. No, they didn't. There's all kinds of things that can delay it a little bit, okay?
But the point is that people need to go ahead and get started. I know people procrastinate a lot. They need to get the ball rolling and stop procrastinating and start making some money.
That's exactly right. So if you're procrastinating, you need to quit procrastinating. Come in and talk to us. If this is for you, we'll do it. But the longer you wait, the longer it takes to start making money with us. You know, the only way you can make money is to be fully invested. whether it's an annuity that pays once a year, pays your interest, the others pay when the policy matures. And if a policy matures, you get paid, and we roll it over. And you know how much you're going to make up front. If it's a 24-month policy, you're going to make 24%. If it's a 30-month policy, you're going to make 30%.
Okay. And people can come in and talk to you, and you have availability for appointments this coming week. So people can come in, they can talk to you, sit down, figure out where they are, where they want to be. You get them on the right path and get people where they're actually growing their money. So, Faye, one last time, what is the number for people to call you and make an appointment to come see you?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.